is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical. It's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Welcome to it on this Tuesday. We're going to take a different direction here for a few minutes. Plenty of politics to talk about going forward, but we're going to talk about something different for a moment. We're going to talk about the Great Lakes here and how they affect you. A lot of strange weather going on, if you haven't figured that out. Record cold weather in the western United States, record cold. With tremendous amounts of snow, but here in the Midwest and to the eastern seaboard, record high temperatures could be recorded for the rest of the week. Temperatures along the I-5 corridor from Seattle to Portland to Sacramento and Bakersfield, California. Very cold. Lows Tuesday will drop to the 20s in Central California. Tough night for people, pets, pipes, and, of course, farmland. Not what they're used to there. Frost and freeze warnings in place for much of the state of California. Elsewhere, Arctic air will continue to spill into the northern states, allowing a significant drop in temperatures over the next couple of days. But very cold. Frost and freeze warnings across the western United States. But then to the east. Today, you can see temperatures crowding the mid-70s in D.C., 69 in New York City, 75 in Raleigh, 78 in Atlanta. So rain and snow and flooding in the central United States, just a mess. As many as 7 inches of rain could come to northeast Texas from this storm. Michigan, parts of Michigan could see 5 inches of rain. From the Ohio-Indiana line all the way to Mount Pleasant, you could see anywhere from 3 to 5 inches of rain over the next 24 to 48 hours. So big rain coming. And a lot of tough weather coming, flooding coming early. Doesn't usually come this early. Now, I want to reflect back to a Scientific American article in 2014, February. So 4 years ago, this article was written in Scientific American on the 3rd of February, just over 4 years ago. The last two decades have been kind of exceptional, said Carl Watrous, a climate scientist with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Water levels have been declining since 1998. Our lakes have never been lower than they are currently. The research published January the 21st of 2014. According to 70 years of lake and aquifer records from northern Wisconsin, the state's small lakes usually rise and fall on a regular cycle, about 6 years up and 6 years down. And at that time, in 2014, there had only been two brief upticks, 2002 and 2003, but the normal 13-year cycle was on a downward trend. What that tells us is some hydrologic driver is operating in all of these lakes and groundwater in the region and controlling the water levels. Earlier research uncovered a 12-year cycle of rising and falling lake levels in the Michigan Huron Lakes and shorter cycles in the Great Lakes in general. They came to the idea that the lake levels started their downward plunge in the late 1990s because there was less rainfall and evaporation was playing a role. They believed that it was all because of global warming, of course, dry and drying. But their crystal ball wasn't very good. Because now we're looking at lake levels well above average. Since that article was written in 2014, February, lake levels have been increasing across the Great Lakes. And again, this giant amount of water being sent into the Great Lakes now is going to be another big push for the lakes. It's incredible how much water has actually gone into the lakes in the last few years. Mind-boggling, in fact, as far as how much water is in the lakes. Just under a year ago, a report reported the Great Lakes rising in the first 12 days of April 2017. Wet weather and and runoff and melting at that time continues to rise. The lakes had gained 550 billion gallons of water in a very short period of time. In fact, that was just Lake Superior. 2.5 trillion gallons of water added in those two lakes in just 12 days in April of last year. I guess what I'm getting at is this. The weather continues to change, and yes, there's climate change, but in this particular case, it's good for summer boating. But let's look at the bright side, right? And if you're looking at lake levels that are above historical highs, then you're looking at a chance for the lake levels to be great for this summer. And why not look at the positive side of what's going to happen? You know, the water levels are on the rise. This will continue to add to the possibility that some docks might have to be raised this summer. Remember just a few years ago, you're going to remember this, when docks were sitting on dry ground, and they're talking about dredging in Lake St. Clair and elsewhere, and a lot of the harbors in the state were in danger, and the Army Corps of Engineers was here because they were concerned that they would not be able to maintain the boat traffic, that ships and transport ships would not be able to make it into harbors because they had become too shallow. Well, I can tell you the people that dig harbors are not too happy right now, but those that own harbors are quite pleased. Because from all indication, the lakes are going to continue to rise at least for the next 12 months. Well above where we have been in that period of time in 2014, where the lakes were well below normal. Now, we're nowhere near the lake levels of the historic highs of 1880 and about 1915, when the lakes were exceptionally high. But we are definitely on the upswing. And if this water continues, we could begin to challenge those record high water levels. We'd have to go up about another 2 feet on Lake Superior, another 2 feet on Lake Michigan. Think about this, how much more water that is. Another foot on Lake Erie, another couple of feet on Lake Ontario. So if we go up a couple more feet on the water, we're going to get to where we have been historically as a high level. And that's coming. And it's something to talk about that's important because it affects you. The Great Lakes affect all of us. And I'd like you to know the health of the Great Lakes looks pretty good right now. The health of the Great Lakes is good. As long as we keep invasive species out, we'll be in good shape. But I'd like you to know it's unusually warm, yes. A lot of water, yes. We're well above normal for February. All true. Could be 75 degrees in Washington, D.C. today. That is remarkably warm for the end of February, more like an April temperature or early May. But here we are. I'm not concerned that the sky is going to fall by the end of the day. I think we'll be okay. This hour brought to you by the Associated Builders and Contractors of Michigan. Since 1962, ABC of Michigan members have promoted the Merit Shop philosophy, centered around hard work and open competition. This approach has consistently produced the quality construction that builds the careers of the communities that Michigan families deserve. To find out more about ABC of Michigan, visit abcmi.com. abcmi.com. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.